Bitch, I'm back.
Bitch, I'm back.
I'm feeling great. Yeah. Overseas, I caught some stacks.
I caught them stacks.
Them paper planes, she hit my line stack.
She hit it stack.
Forgot her name. Damn, I rocked that dad hat. That's on the gang. Okay, okay, off the
Welcome back, you stupid plebs.
No, I'm just joking.
Welcome to episode 6.
You're all witnesses in our book. That's a fact. Welcome back. It's been a little while, and we don't have to explain ourselves, because you're not my dad.
My dad's dead.
Oh, jeez. they're not your dad. I mean, that's no lie.
Yeah, so that's what
that's
I'm saying.
That's no word of a lie.
No, that's funny. No, I do want to, before we get too far, we did take a long hiatus a while ago, and we never fully explained it. And I think we should. James and the Southland Sharks, who won the NBL, which the NBL championship, which is the number one league in New Zealand.
Correct. And the only league in New Zealand.
Correct. Okay. Well, so the number one for sure.
It's and for then, sure the number one league. That's a fact.
Yep. And then after that, James was chosen to play for the New Zealand team, the New Zealand Select or whatever, right?
I like Josen, though. Josen's a good word.
Yeah. Josen was Jamied, and I Jimmy John's it.
Some people call me the Josen one. Josen one.
It was said that you would destroy this and not join them.
But you were in China for a long time, which made podcasting extremely difficult.
Extremely difficult, because they censor all their webs. All the spider webs are censored in China.
They hate Spider-Man there.
Yeah, everything in China is sponsored, I was going to say. That's a good opportunity to jump into our sponsorship, Bill. This episode's brought to you by Jimmy John's, a family sandwich shop.
And by China.
Yeah, also China.
Okay, but yeah, so anyways, congratulations on that. And then I don't know if I can, you know, it's not my story to tell or news to spill, but congratulations on something probably even cooler than winning a championship.
Even cooler. Last weekend, I bent le knee. You know, like from Game of Thrones. What's her name?
Daenerys Targaryen. Yeah.
She wanted Jon Snow to bend the knee, and I bent that knee, boy. I got engaged.
Yeah.
Pew, 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 pew.
We'll add applause to that.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Got engaged to my fiance, Lily.
I'm super excited for you guys. I'm more excited for me because it's my finally the opportunity I've been waiting for to go to Australia. So pretty excited about that.
Also, Luke thinks we're finally going to adopt him.
I've been pleading a case for a long time. How long have I known you guys?
I'd say 2012
probably.
Six years? Yes.
Six, seven years.
7 years.
6 years? To fill you guys in.
But in dog years, I'd say 125 years.
To fill you guys in, the entire time I've been trying to convince Lily and James to adopt me, I've been acting the age of our friendship. So I wore diapers our first year of friendship, and now I'm like a six-year-old to them. So I do what normal six-year-olds do.
And you think like we'd be weirded out
steal,
by that?
Steal their drinks and stuff.
Who are we to tell Luke he can't wear diapers, adult standard diapers? We're just a couple of human beings, atoms. We're just atoms contemplating atoms, fam.
Yeah, who's Adam?
Yeah, I don't like Adam. Let's leave him out of the show. Adam, you're out. Evicted.
All right, and so the docket. We got a great docket for everyone today.
Whiskey. You drinking whiskey right now?
I am. So we're gonna have our first guest next episode, and his name is, what's his name?
Keaton. Hi.
Edit. No government names. Keaton
Jenga.
He's really into whiskey, so I decided to drink a little bit of whiskey to get ready for him.
Yeah.
He's gonna come on and talk to us about whiskey and other things.
Yeah, we're all gonna take a tipple of whiskey and chat to you about whiskey. We're gonna have a segment. We don't know what it's called yet, but if I had to guess, I'd say feeling frisky for some whiskey.
And beer for our horses.
Yeah, so he's coming on next episode, episode 7. This is episode 6. Don't get it twisted. If you're a bandwagon fan, just go on and leave the show right here. Thank you.
If this is the first episode that you are listening to and you're like, I don't really get it. These guys don't really say anything. Well, sorry, but you would get it if you'd been here from the jump. Fuck off. We never say anything. It's the whole shtick.
The shtick. The premise of the show is to talk about for an hour without saying anything at all. Without saying anything of substance. We just yap. We're like little chihuahuas.
We're like little chalupas.
Yeah, we're little chimichangas. I'm sipping. I didn't have any whiskey in the pantry, so I'm sipping a little Emilio Maro Tempranillo. I don't know if that's how you even say it.
How to pronounce this? American accent.
Tempranillo. So
it's a type of wine. It's red. Tastes like squished grapes.
I'm a big fan of wine, man. I've been drinking quite a bit of it lately. So, speaking of vices and alcohol and other things like that, the first thing on the docket, which is not what I meant to say. The first thing on the docket is microdosing.
Can we go back into the docket, though?
The first thing on the docket is actually a private document that I've been working on. It's a memoir of mine, so I actually don't want to talk anymore about it.
It's a bibliography.
Memoirs.
It's Luke's bibliography, but that's fine. We'll leave that for another date.
But microdosing. This was you put this on there, so give me a little bit about it.
Yeah, microdosing. So it's like just taking a very small amount of these hallucinogenic drugs, and you get the sort of mind-opening experiences without said highs, I'd say. So it's like you can get the advantages of all of these drugs without getting the high that people are so got their old knickers in a knot.
Yeah,
they do it with LSD,
and it's beneficial, right? It's
psilocybin
mushrooms. Has there been any studies on it? Or I remember reading a little bit about microdosing, and there was like a weird theory that people were pretty sure LeBron does it, and that's why he can memorize things so well. Like when people do post game interviews with him, and he recounts exact everything that happened.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised.
And they said that's a sign of microdosing of LSD. So, I mean, shit, anything could be a sign. But
you just integrate a tiny amount, little doses into your weekly routine. Microdoses often report higher levels of creativity, more energy, increased focus, and more relational skills. Relations. So if you are trying to do any of those things better, a little bit better, then hit up the microdosage man.
Yeah.
He's the shady guy in the trench coat that stands at the end of your block, and he's like, hey, you trying to get a little bit messed up?
And I don't know much about microdosing or how it does, but I think that you get a tab or however many tabs you want, and then you just cut them into small mini tabs.
I don't know if that's
don't
creative.
Quote me on this. Also, don't
do this. I don't know
if
that's how you do it.
Then maybe I'm wrong.
I think it's probably a little more scientific than that, but hey, you might be right, actually. Also, it's been used to treat anxiety and depression with often remarkable results. So I think that's, you know, people get so caught up about illegal drugs, these illegal, I'm doing finger quotations if you can't see me, which you can't because you don't even know me really, whoever you are. I don't even know you, to be honest. But yeah, they say, yeah, just give me antidepressant drugs. I was listening to our other podcast, and I remember you said you took antidepressants as a young child, but a boy,
yeah. I can't remember the exact age.
I don't know how I feel about a small child taking antidepressants because I think it messes with your brain chemistry.
Yeah, I wasn't on them for very long. And I don't know. I was talking to somebody about this. It's like, let me get my thoughts in order here.
It's probably from all the antidepressants you took as a child.
It's probably from, I kept snorting them. I don't know how you're supposed to take them, but I kept fucking crushing them up and snorting them.
Yeah, right. You shelved them all the way. All the way to school.
No, but
you parachuted them. Do you know what that
is? It's kind of crazy to no. Explain that to me. Actually, what is parachuting?
I believe it's. Hang on, parachute. I'm just gonna get my facts straight before I make a fool of myself. This foolish sucker. Oh, no, I was wrong. Parachuting or bombing is a method of swallowing drugs by rolling or folding powdered or crushed drugs into a piece of toilet paper to ingest
it
while avoiding the unpleasant taste of the chemical. Snow bomb. Okay, well, I've learned something today, so I feel like a better human. I thought it was the other orifice up the old you-know-who.
Suppository?
Yeah. Well, that's what shelving is. Shelving's... popping it right up your keister. That's what kids call it these days, keisters.
If you have to hide the taste of something with toilet paper, I just don't know how good toilet paper tastes. I just don't know.
Yeah. In my limited experience of eating toilet paper, I can imagine it's pretty dry and sort of gets stuck all up in your mouth bit. Maybe that's why I thought it was up the old Jacksay.
you gotta dunk it. You gotta dunk it like cookies and milk.
Jesus, you're an expert. I can already hear it in your voice. There's a culture in Australia of all the festivals, people just getting crazy off like ecstasy and shit. I'm sure it happens in America, but like Molly and all that stuff. And so it's illegal, obviously, and they take it to the shows, and then the police bring drug dogs and stuff. So I heard of a guy at my high school did it, like had a baggie full of
treats,
and the drug dog was coming along sniffing the line he was in, and he's like, oh dear. So he what I thought was parachuting, but I guess he just shelved the bag right up the old keister. Long story short, the bag popped, or it like broke in him. Mm. And he took like a major dosage. That's what we call macro dosing. He took a major dosage to the old colon.
Was he all right? Everything work out for him?
He painted his colon like a Picasso.
Yeah, is he good though? Is he still kicking?
Oh yeah, I'm sure he is. Okay. He had to go to hospital, and I guess at that point you wouldn't get your stomach pumped. You'd probably get your ass pumped, I guess.
Yeah, like an enema type situation, I'm sure.
Yeah, they probably just washed him out with some salt water.
That's cool though.
But you know, that's just a Tuesday for old Lou and Rel.
Okay. That's what I'm saying. I do that once a week, just to make sure everything up there's clean and pristine.
Anyway, back to what we were saying. While we sip on these beverages.
But yeah, so like, I think it's pretty safe to say that at least in the American culture, probably worldwide, but it's probably an epidemic of anxiety and depression, and the only legal drug is a depressant.
Yeah.
You know, which is kind of crazy.
It's fucking nuts.
Well, and nicotine. So nicotine has been...
And alcohol.
Been linked, yeah, but I'm saying alcohol has been linked to depression and nicotine has been linked to anxiety, and those are like the two biggest corporations that run... essentially our government, if we're and then big pharma,
correct,
which you know cakes off of all of it. It's a pretty huge cycle, and that's
it's a bit I of a drag.
That's kind of a bummer if I'm gonna go down this path, and I think this stuff that could potentially have health benefits for people, like microdosing LSD or even some of the benefits of marijuana, it's gonna be so slow to pass because they haven't figured out a way to monetize it yet. The powers
that's
that
right
be.
Everything's about money. Money rules everything around me. Cream.
While I'm on this fucking bend, this rant that I'm on,
Bender's good. I was gonna say Bender.
I'm
well.
On a Bender as well. Later in the docket, and I'm jumping ahead, but you sent me a cool little picture where it says, "Today, millions of children will ring the doorbells of countless real-life murderers, rapists, and drug dealers." This was on Halloween.
Facts.
That is a fact, but I, and maybe I'm showing my hand too much here. But I don't think it's fair to lump in drug dealers with murders and rapists. And it seems like it's always been the case. Like, that's always been...
That is true. You are right.
Right? But what the fuck? Like, how are those even comparable?
Yeah, that's true. Is the problem with the mass incarceration epidemic that, like, 1 in 5 people in the jail system are in there for non-violent drug offenses, therefore turning them into more violent people, learning from the baddies in there, would you say?
Yes. And fucking Reagan flew in a bunch of coke and shit on government planes, put it in poor areas, and then like 10 years later there's a war on drugs.
We must wage what I have called total war against public enemy number one in the United States, the problem of dangerous drugs.
Oh man, there's a lot of terrible stuff going on in the world.
Our next one, perfect. It's like you fucking know what you're doing here. Should laws expire?
It's like I've done this before, this old
yeah.
docket thing. Exactly, because we're listening to laws that were scribbled down on a piece of parchment with a little goose feather and some damn squid ink. It's ridiculous. Y'all don't even know me, Mr. Lawman. The bros, some government rep that don't even know me properly wrote a law years and years ago, and it still applies to us now.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm not saying all the laws are wrong, but... Jeez.
No,
like,
and the system...
Marijuana's being changed, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's a very slow process, and it's crazy to think that information can be passed along globally so quickly, but it takes 15 years to pass, like, you know, of litigation or whatever the fucking political term is to change a law. You know, it's ridiculous.
And there's just people mounting against, like, if someone does have a good idea and they, like, put it up, and then there's just mountains of gawkheads saying, no, I don't think that should pass. So they block it. There's red tape. There's a lot of red tape. But you know what was funny was someone, I think it was Jim Jefferies, talking about the Fifth Amendment. What is it? What's the gun one? The Fifth Amendment?
Shoot, bro. You're exposing me as a lame. The right to bear arms. I think it's the...
Second?
No. I want to say third. No, fuck. Which one is it? It's the second. I'm pretty sure it's the second. Yeah. Yeah, because it's funny. Because it's like, amendment. Oh, we can say what we want. Yeah. Also, that's, we can have guns.
Yeah. It's the Second Amendment. But, and they're like, you can't change the Constitution. That's our God-given rights. And, but it's called an amendment. Like, it's been amended at some point.
It's amendable.
Oh my God. It's like, alcohol was illegal at some point.
I had to get rid of, like, I only have Snapchat. I have Instagram too, because I haven't figured out how to delete my password. Or I don't know my password, so I don't know how to delete it. But I had to get rid of Twitter and Facebook because I would just see too much shit where I was like, God damn it, man.
Yeah.
Like, because I'm not smart. Like, I know that the more I talk, the more that it becomes obvious. But everyone else is fucking... There's so many stupid people. It's frustrating. Yeah,
there's a lot.
I shouldn't be
ignorance in the world.
Yeah, and I shouldn't be like on the higher percentage of intelligence. And I honestly think I might be. I might be smarter than 50% of the people.
Yeah, you know why? Because I think you # stay woke.
I'm pretty woke.
You're pretty woke, like an egg yolk. You're yoked as well, like pretty strong.
No, that, I'm not actually anymore.
Oh well, that's all right. That's all right if you're just a little stick figure guy. I noticed in the document you wrote you've done acid once. Do you want to go into that? Proceed into that realm?
It was something that I was honestly kind of scared of. I'm not drugs kind of freaked me out. And the only thing I tried marijuana for the first time when I was like 13 or 14.
Wait, what?
I'm talking about marijuana right now. I probably smoked for the first time.
Oh, yeah, you tried weed when you were 13, 14.
Yeah. But that's like everyone were like all my whole friend group and people did that. It was like a normal thing. And never really stopped. It's never been too much. I didn't like it when I was younger. It made me paranoid, but now I find it very relaxing.
It was probably pretty accessible in the old trailer park.
Yeah, it was. But anyways, that's like the only thing I'd ever do. Like anything else kind of sketched me out. But I was convinced to do acid. After like reading about it for a while and whatnot, and I tried it, and it was okay. Impossible to explain because it changes the way your mind works. So it's like I can't explain it to somebody else. I can say that it's overrated and underrated. Like it's not nearly as crazy as the drawings or the way movies portray it, but it's also is kind of. I don't know. I was
That's nuts.
I was with a guy that had a bad time though. One of the dudes I was with had a bad trip and kind of ruined it for me. So I think a lot of it, because
you need to be careful.
Yeah. And I think you have to have your head, in the right spot before you do any type of mind altering, like altering drugs, because
I think that's what the old idea of microdosing is you don't have to, like, you're not going on a trip. You're not going to trip out and like,
see that shit, but absolutely.
You still get the mind, like it's meant to expand your five senses and all sorts of stuff.
Yeah, but even on, like, I tell people if they're smoking weed for the first time, I'm like, hey, if you go into it excited and thinking you're gonna have a fun time, that's exactly what's gonna happen. But if you're gonna be like, oh, I'm scared, this is gonna freak me out, and then the whole time you're just gonna be freaking out.
You get freaked out
because it's like literally all in your. I mean, everything already is in your head. Everything in the world is our own perception. But obviously,
flashback to last episode, brains are powerful fangs.
Brains are fucking powerful.
Okay, I just read something that says psychedelics work more directly by mimicking serotonin, which is released by our brains. So they work, I think.
In your brain. Yeah, so I mean, it's just, I wouldn't go into anything with a negative mindset. You're going to get negative results. I mean, that's a pretty easy blanket statement about anything, and I think it definitely applies to, and it applies and intensifies, because once your perception changes, then you're way more aware of it. And if your mind wasn't in a good spot, and then it changes spots, and you're not sure how to control it, it's just going to be a bad thing. So,
yeah, I did Well, I didn't do shrooms, actually. My buddies did shrooms, and I said, you know what? I'll spot you guys, because you should always probably have a spotter, just like looking out for you, make sure nothing terrible happens. But so they all did it, and like, yeah, it was pretty much kind of like what you were talking about, how I guess if you go into it with the right mindset, it's an awesome, you just have like a good time, or if the other way around. So they did it. And then I guess the thing with shrooms is you just get this connection to nature and you want to go outside. So they all wanted to go outside.
Yeah.
And I was like, maybe a bad idea, but who am I to stop these guys' mind altering trip? So I said, yeah, go for it. And then they went outside and then they were running around. Like they just started, they took off running and I was like, oh, this isn't good. And then things were all right. Like they got back all good, and then the guys whose house we're at, he was in his bed, and I walked in and he was like kind of upset, and I was like, what's up, bro? Like, are you right? And he's like, my family dog, who was standing in the room looking at him, he said he's hated me my entire life. Yeah, he said ever since he joined the family he didn't like me, and he still doesn't. It's just like this Labrador looking at us like with the Labrador eyes, just looking all cute, and he's like, he hates me so much. Like, this dog hates me so much.
That's a bummer to find.
And who am I to say that that dog didn't hate him?
No, I
like,
mean, he's
maybe
right.
He saw something that, yeah,
you can tell. I mean, I can look at animal in size and tell you most of what you need to know.
I love animals. Animals are my shit.
Do you think caffeine is a drug?
I mean, if you have enough of it, it'll definitely give you the willies.
I think it's, I mean, less of a mind-altering drug and more of an addictive. I think it definitely
has addictive principles. Yeah, for sure. Sometimes
I've been a caffeine addict numerous times in my life. Not sure if I've ever really beaten it. I'm trying to wean myself off now. I've spent the last 2 days, I've only had one cup each day, which is a good thing for me. Honestly, that's a pretty cool thing for me.
I've already had three cups today, so.
Exactly. It's good.
Good on me. I just don't care. It's so good. I love coffee. I love it. It's so expensive, though. If you don't have your own coffee machine or setup, it's so expensive.
It is expensive.
I have a friend that has more caffeine than us, probably put together each day. So if we can get him on at some point to chat about it, I would like that.
Yeah, absolutely. We should, and we should drink coffee when it happens.
Yeah, maybe we'll drink a quad shot espresso.
Espresso. Hey, do you know your blood type?
I don't know if I do. No, I don't think I do. But it's definitely red, and it's also full of white blood cells.
Oh. I wouldn't have guessed that for you.
But I know I've like sort of like looked into the world of blood types and the different types and how rare each one is and who can give blood to who. It's kind of like a big game of sharing bodily fluids. You know, that classic game that you play as a kid?
the old.
Whose blood is this? The classic game, whose blood is this?
You can never get it right on the first try. That's the fun part.
It's really hard. Usually it ends up in people drinking other people's blood and saying,
this one's Calvin's blood. It tastes anemic. It tastes like diabetes.
And Calvin's over in the corner, just severely lacking blood because everyone's had a little try. maybe we should take Calvin to the hospital.
The hospital.
In the wambulance.
I figured out my blood type. It's A negative. And
did you get a blood test?
Yeah, I had to for my health. I know about it.
Guess what? Yeah. The listeners don't know about it. You wish you knew about it. Maybe we'll talk about it one day.
I mean, it's not something I'm running from. It's just tough to talk about.
It's AIDS. Luke has AIDS.
I don't have AIDS, so that's the thing about it. I thought I did, but I don't. So I'm AIDS free, probably.
Are you HIV positive? You don't have AIDS?
I'm positive that I'm HIV negative.
Oh, damn. All right.
My AIDS test is flawless.
Yeah, flawless. Do you know what the crazy thing is? That we should do... I read something that we should do blood tests more often than we do.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because you can add years to your life, literally years, because you can detect things that no one will have any idea early. Like, you can detect certain markers of stuff, and it'd be like, oh, I don't get why it's not more like it's like an oil check. Why don't we all just get a friggin' blood test like once a year or something?
You should. More than that, honestly, maybe. I would recommend it to anybody. And obviously this doesn't affect you because you've been in a relationship for 10 years, but I think everyone should get tested for STDs.
Well,
frequently.
That's like,
I mean, I know that's common knowledge.
You should, because if you have one and you don't know, you just, you're a damn carrier. You're out there spreading the good word.
You're out there spreading it.
And that word is AIDS. You hear that unclean girl that got Luke kind of worried?
It's weird that you would assume that it was a girl, but...
I'm sorry, it was Chad from that other episode that thought you guys were dating.
Chad. It was Chad. I never mentioned a Chad,
his name.
But I think it's funny.
What was his name?
But
did you even mention that guy's name?
We don't talk about the past, dude. We don't live in the past. That's old shit.
No, we're like Zen monks, bro. We don't have a past or a future. We just have the now.
Just the now. I'm Eckhart Tolle.
Eckhart Tolle,
I think. I'm listening to his book right now.
Well, it might be that, but I'm just going to say Eckhart Tolle. Do you reckon Eckhart Tolle drank beverages?
I know for a fact he doesn't. I don't think he takes any alcohol or caffeine or mind-altering shit. He's like a real,
man,
real monk
what
type
a life.
Dude. Yeah, what a bum.
Yeah, what a damn bum life.
But no, so when I Googled it, I found out that just having a negative blood type is pretty rare. I think it's like 18% of the population or something. And that...
All right, Louie. Go, Louie. You're
no,
negative.
I'm not saying...
You got a neg blood.
I'm not saying that's a good thing. Both my parents... But I asked my mom like what my dad used to be in hers, and she said he was O positive and she's B positive, which means they're not my real parents.
They're not your real parents.
Well, they can't be, because I'm A, and he can't be O, and she be B. And then she's like, oh, maybe I'm A positive. And I was like, yeah, that makes sense. Maybe... It's still super rare that I'm negative anyways. But then I went further into this article, and it's humans are the only species with different blood types. And so like a negative is rare. And if it's, I don't know if it's a mother, if a mother's positive and has a negative, no, because my mother's positive and she's negative. If a mother is negative and has a positive blood type kid, that's how like it's almost guaranteed to be a miscarriage unless like, it's found out early, like unless the hospital is aware
Damn,
of the blood types. And
you're a little miscarriage running around.
No, because I'm the opposite. If I was a woman,
I'm sorry, I stopped paying attention. It was like a math lesson. I stopped paying attention.
Yeah, no, sorry, it was a dumb story. But further in the article, it starts saying that negative blood types are probably descendants from aliens or Atlantis. And I said, yeah, this is probably not the article that I can bet all my money on. So
are you A B negative? Because that's the rarest.
No, I'm just A negative.
6.3% of the population.
Yeah.
Damn. If you were A B negative, you'd be 0.6%. You'd be like this little 0.6 running around. Damn. People would be like, damn, look at that 0.6 over there wearing them boy shorts. How many pairs of boy shorts do you have?
I don't know. Define boy shorts.
Speaking of blood types, how many jean shorts do you have?
I have a pair of jeans that I'm going to turn into jean shorts. So none right now, but I have one potential. I have the potential to have one.
Damn. You like the type of jean shorts where your little pockets just hang out the bottom of your pants a little bit. So everyone's like, is them his inside pockets? And you say, quit looking at my thighs.
I want him to look at my thighs. I got pretty solid thighs, honestly.
That's the game. That's the game, is make people look at your thighs. Yeah, I don't know my blood type, but maybe I will in the future. So everyone listening that wants to know my blood type, guess. Tweet into
Stay
the show.
Tuned.
Guess. Stay tuned, and I'll tell you. I'll tell you what it is at some point. This red wine's going down quite well.
Oh, I love red wine. Hey, so next on the docket is someone made up dinosaur sounds without ever hearing them.
I saw that on a Reddit scribe called Shower Thoughts, and it kind of got to me a little bit, and I said, oh, shit. Does that mean every show of dinosaurs we ever hear or every sound someone makes is just someone had to be like, dinosaurs sound like this?
It's tough for me to talk about dinosaurs. Because I went on a rant about dinosaurs the other day, and it's to my roommate, and his dad is a paleontologist.
Standard.
So kind of offended.
Damn, you're just out here frying little baby paleontologists.
Here's the thing, dude. He says someone made up dinosaur sounds without ever hearing them. Someone made up dinosaurs without ever seeing them. Like, the images of dinosaurs haven't really changed since, like, the fucking 60s when, like, cars, you know what I mean? Like, airplanes were a big thing then, you know what I mean? And they found a pile of bones, these old-ass bones, and then they just guessed on what fucking dinosaurs looked like. And then we've been going with it ever since then. And a lot of them don't even make sense structurally. Like, why is a giant lizard have those little arms? Like, what are those arms doing? Those arms aren't doing anything.
Also, what if those giant lizard-ass dinosaurs and their tiny little sexy arms are running around with the face of Eckhart Tolle?
If they're just humans.
Yeah, just but like dinosaur bodies, but just their faces were just regular faces. How do they know that wasn't a fact? Oh, what? Because they found skull bones? Oh, yeah, I hear you saying that. But you don't know shit. You're not a paleontologist, dude.
I just don't know. Because then like...
And for all the paleontologists listening, you're at the wrong cast. So please move on.
Like six years ago or 10 years ago, they were like, you know what? I think dinosaurs were just big chickens. And that makes more sense to me because that explains like the T-Rex little arms. Like maybe we don't see the arm bones because they were giant wings or whatever. But
there is a Jurassic Park movie that's just giant chickens. Have you seen that?
No.
Oh my God. I think it's called, look up Jurassic Chicken Park trailer. It's Jurassic Bark. I remember seeing this a while ago and it was like changed my life.
How do you spell Bach?
Just B-A-O-K. I think what they've done is they've dubbed chickens over... Yeah, this is just a very average production.
No, I see it now, yeah. And they did it on Christmas. What beautiful guys.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Spreading the Christmas cheer. But these are just randoms. They're not famous. It's like a family.
Yeah, those aren't famous people.
Yeah, this is probably not the one I was thinking of because this looks very subpar.
They shouldn't have did those to those chickens. No, but it is kind of ridiculous that they just guessed on dinosaur sounds.
Yeah, I guess they might have studied the larynx, but I ain't got no time for that. Don't even get me started on those rednecks seeing Jurassic Park and saying, I saw Jurassic Park. That's a documentary.
I beat off to Chris Pratt.
Oh shit, damn.
Yeah, sorry. I wanted to sneak that in there quick to let everyone know. I've been kind of sitting on that one for a while.
Sitting on it? You got to chill out with all these references. You're doing the most right now.
Hey, so Halloween just happened. Did you and Lily dress up?
No, she got to dress up for a work party, but I didn't get to dress up this time. I just kept it cool, dressed as myself. I stay true to myself and nobody else. But yeah, usually we do something, but this time we just kind of played it cool. You feel me?
Nice. I did
see this one thing where a guy tweeted out like in the middle of the year. He said, no one got my outfit. And then on Halloween, he quoted that tweet and wrote, I'm going as a time traveler. And so it was pretty well organized.
That's smart.
Hey, what's all that ruckus in the background?
I don't know. Some people just came home, so they're gonna be our second uninvited guest.
Welcome to the podcast.
But is
welcome to the podcast, my friend.
What's Halloween like in Australia? I mean, you spent a few Halloweens here.
Yeah, I know what Americans' Halloween's like. It's pretty rowdy, but in Australia, it's like people. Oh, geez. He's really in this job.
Yeah, I've got some guests, Zach and Hannah.
Welcome to the podcast, Zach and Hannah. How you doing?
Yeah, not a big fan of either of them lately. They accused me of reheating cold McDonald's and have kind of been dead to me ever since, so.
That's cold. That is cold.
You're gonna talk shit, cat, dude.
Though. Oh, damn, this is getting really serious.
Cool, James says welcome. Welcome to the show.
Cool. Happy to be here.
Yeah, you're gonna hear this later, and you're gonna be pretty excited about it. So.
Are they listeners? Are they avid listeners?
Oh, anywhere, all live streams.
No, just SoundCloud.
No, it's on Spotify and Apple Music
oh,
now
you're
too.
On Spotify.
Yes.
Apple Music too? Come on, man. Yeah.
So you're only on SoundCloud.
Go check it out.
We're legit, James. I gotta. You're in my headphones all the time. We're super legit.
You should maybe fucking advertise that you're on all media platforms and not just SoundCloud, because some viewers thought you were only on SoundCloud.
Valid point there, sir.
This is
valid point.
I hope he can hear this.
No, he can. The mic's right here. So yeah.
Yeah, I can hear it. Yeah. Well, if he's a true fan of the show, then
yeah.
And I'm drinking wine, son. I'm drinking that red wine.
But, so Halloween is, it's pretty similar to America.
Yeah, you get the people saying.
You would say.
Oh, is it America? I ain't doing
the. Sorry, dude. Didn't mean to interrupt your podcast.
God damn. You got like a heckling audience there, Lou. You got to do it with a live audience.
Yeah, it's live. It's like the live chats when you're doing like a Reddit.
He's sliding stream. Into your DM.
This is our first live audience. Yeah.
I don't have a live audience here. I just have no one.
No, I know. I have to set my... I didn't think we'd get this big this quick. Now I'm nervous.
Yeah, neither did I. My palms are sweaty. Knees weak. Mom's basketa.
Mom's spaghetti.
Yeah, that's right.
Mom's spaghetti. But, no, I was a reporter this year. I went out last night.
Swag.
Yeah. And I interviewed a few people.
That's cool. What was the nature of the interview? Did you ask them to sleep with you?
Hey, I know that this is off topic, but it keeps being on my mind.
Did you just say you Lily, hot topic?
Yeah, hot topic. Have you and Lily
I love that still.
Discussed a date yet?
No, not yet. We've literally just got engaged, so it's more just like being happily engaged.
It is the second there. It's the first year.
Fact. Well, yeah, okay. We're going to. I think we're going to go for 10 years. Be engaged for 10 years.
Okay.
Because cool. You don't actually know someone until you've been with them for 20 years. I think.
Okay. Yeah.
Smart, right?
That's what they say. I would wait until you don't know someone until you've seen them die. I think. You know.
What?
Hey, stay out of this. Stay out of this guy in the background.
Anything other than that is too early
yeah,
to commit.
Yeah, you just can't. You don't know someone until you've seen them expire.
Is that your mother?
Yes, Joanne. She just walked in the door.
Would you tell your mother I said hi? Does she remember me?
Hey, do you remember Lucas?
No, I don't, Lucas.
Nah, she said she has no recollection of you as a human.
Oh.
Sorry about that.
She said I looked like a horse?
No, she said she's full of remorse.
Oh.
Yeah, you probably misheard her.
I get that. I've gotten that a lot lately. So you're living in Sydney now? You're back in Sydney?
Yeah, back in Sydney.
Awesome. Do you think, I know that I keep asking about this. I'm real excited, dude, and I'm sorry, but you think you guys will get married in Sydney?
Not sure. Don't know. Haven't even discussed it really, but it could be in America. Okay. Who knows?
What are the odds of in Gillette?
Yeah, Gillette, Wyoming. High.
At the Donkey Creek. Cafe.
Donkey Creek Cafe.
I went back. I was at a funeral on Friday. My host mom passed
oh,
away.
Oh, yeah, you went there.
From Gillette.
And you Snapchatted me Gillette.
Yeah, so I was. Yeah, what did you think of that? It was so. I haven't been back since 2012. It was weird.
I haven't been back since.
13.
Yeah, since college. And I don't know if I'll ever be back.
I saw Coach Neary at the church. And could you guess what he said to me?
Did he say Bush did 9/11? Perchance?
No. This is normal Neary, he said, my guy. How's my guy?
My guy. My guy.
My guy.
My dude.
How are my guys doing?
Yeah.
I like Coach Neary.
I do too. Dude. He's always been on my side, I feel.
Yeah. I've had a plethora of college coaches in my life, and I think it's pretty safe to say he's my favorite, I think. I'd be willing to put a lot of money on that, actually. He would have been my favorite, for sure.
Did you say urethra or plethora?
I said urethra. I've had a urethra of college coaches.
Yeah, you had a burning urethra of college coaches. A whole big one.
No, I've had them. I've had all of them in my pee hole.
Yeah, you're like Ash Ketchum. You caught them all right in your urethra. Bullseye.
Oh, and also, but before... Yeah, we got to keep this in there, though. This episode was insured by Alan Roth. He sent me $25, and he said, I just want to... He's an insurance agent, and he said, I just want to insure a dope episode. So
Oh my god. This episode was insured by.
And yeah, so I'm going to pay the PayPal with it, and or I'll pay for our Apple Music subscription or whatever, and with from Alan Roth
is that guy.
So shout out to Alan Roth. Yeah. If you're listening, which you are, because he's probably our biggest fan. Thanks,
I think
Alan.
He would be our biggest fan. And also, he's just your stock standard insurance broker.
Just your stock standard blondie.
Yeah. Alan, quick story behind Alan Roth. He's a blonde-haired American man. Is that how you describe him?
I would describe him as Owen Wilson, a smaller, more handsome Owen Wilson.
With a better nose. And
with a better nose.
He was talking about his girlfriend at the time, and he said, "She's just your stock standard blondie."
So that's where we get that. That's where that stock standard comes from.
Which, to describe anyone as stock standard is awesome. I don't know how he thought of it, but I respect it highly.
Yeah, no, I like it. I'm a big fan.
Good. Well, I think we have enough, so wrap him up. Say a few wise words for the listeners.
Oh, I thought you were asking your mom to do that. You're asking me.
I'm not asking the listener to say a few words to themselves.
I thought you were asking your mom to give us a quote to end it on.
What's today's episode brought to you by?
Today's episode was brought to you by Jimmy John's.
Mom says today's episode is brought to you by Shrugged Shoulders.
Oh, yep, the shrug emoji. Also, Alan Roth of Farmers Insurance.
Farmers Insurance. Of course, he's insuring farmers.
I think it's... Let me look him up, actually. I don't want to get this wrong because he is our first sponsor.
What a guy.
Sabres Farmers Union Insurance Agency.
Shout out to you, Alan Roth. You're the real stock standard MVP.
You're stock standard. But yeah, man, so thanks.
Standard.
Thanks for dropping in on episode 6.
Hope you had a pleasant time. We had some technical difficulties, but surely it'll work out.
We're 16 hours apart, so if they have a problem with it, they can fuck off.
That's true. If you have a problem with us editing shit together 16 hours apart, you can go and fuck right off.
I'm doing a little ASMR.
Today's episode was brought to you... Yeah. If anyone was wondering why my audio has vastly improved, it's because I've stumbled across a microphone.
So yeah, so to finish off the episode, not 100% sure dinosaurs are real. They definitely made up their voices. Coffee.
But they 100% microdosed.
100%. We're pretty sure that they used to microdose LSD. They wrote the original laws. The dinosaurs wrote the laws with their little fucking feather wings. With their little
That's why they dipped it in the ink with their own feathers. Lizard people are real. If you don't think they're real, then fuck you.
I read a thing that like 30% of the population are androids. What do you think about that?
We already established that last episode. You are an android.
I'm an android user. It's a difference.
No. Yeah, like as in you use people to better your android purpose.
I plug into them. I don't actually plug in anymore. I'm retired.
Whoa, like a plant.
Like a plant. I'm a plant. I'm back on my plant shit.
You're back on your plant flow.
I own a plant now. I got a succulent.
Carnivorous. Oh, really?
Yeah, I got it.
Oh, damn.
Three different succulents.
Did someone just hurl shade at you across the room?
He keeps talking shit. There's my roommate that talks shit a lot. He's talking a lot of shit. It's his thing.
Does he listen to the cast?
He listens to the cast, so I like him, but...
Well, welcome to the show.
Yeah.
I'm going to call him Chad.
Yeah, you can call him Chad. He looks like a Chad.
What? Watch your fucking mouth, dude. That's true.
No, I won't call him that. He just started showering regularly, so I'm not going to give him shit anymore. Pretty proud of him.
Very good. That's a big step.
Yeah.
What kind of car does he drive?
You're a dickhead.
He drives a Subaru.
Oh, all right. All right, yeah. I can get behind it.
He would like you to get behind it.
I hope he's not reversing at the time.
Yeah, I didn't mean it in a car way. I meant just, you know, as a general person.
What?
Okay, well.
What are you saying, dude?
This episode is brought to you by Chad hurling shade across the room.
So, what are you doing the rest of the day? What time is it there?
I've got a little coaching to do later on, and that's about it. Nothing much of importance.
Now that the season's over, do you guys practice much or no?
Yeah, there's still practices on, so yeah, I head down to Wollongong and practice every now and then.
Word. Well,
all right, I think that's good.
I think we got good. We don't even have to do ASMR. We can just kind of throw an ending on this one.
Yeah, we'll throw a real ending on.
How do you feel about tomorrow's Friday, Saturday, or Sunday recording episode 7? We might as well just start knocking these fucking things out.
Hey, what happened? What happened? I don't think so. That's right.
He might, you won't.
Oh, shade. That guy likes his tea served scalding hot.
Yeah, he likes hot tea.
Damn.
It's funny because he can't ever catch any of my passes when we play basketball, but he's about to catch these hands.
And these feet?
He might catch a foot. I tell him if I ever kicked him, I'd kick his whole head off. So
catch his head.
Except for your grandpa ass can't get your foot that high.
Damn.
Yeah, see? You
pop your hip out.
Tell him he's going to catch his head like from you.
No, because if I say weird stuff like that, he takes it further. Like, he's just not ready.
Old episode one, Louis would have sent that. He would have sent that text.
I mean, you're right. I'll say it to him. Hey, what do you think about D Rose getting 50?
Yeah, he is 50 years old.
Yeah.
Nah, it's cool. He cried and he said, I'll work my ass off, man.
That's what I love. Like, when it's real, when it's raw emotion and you just start calling people bro, like, that's when you know you're not trying to be cool for the microphone. When you're just calling women bro and shit. You're just fucking.
When you call
a 50 year old woman bro, that's when you know you're being authentic.
I worked my fucking ass off, bro.
I worked my ass off, bro.
Who are you to tell me I didn't? He was crying like he won the champ, the ship, though.
Fuck, dude. I don't know, dude. I'd probably cry.
You're crying right now. Although you said you haven't cried in years, so I don't know about that.
I've only cried once, so. All right. You've now listened to episode 6 of the Dock It Like We Talk It podcast. Making it this far guarantees you a spot at the table.
Enter ship into Nirvana.
That's exactly.
You all get to be on the spaceship that leaves the Earth when it explodes. So congratulations.
You're welcome.
We're actually a cult. Welcome to the cult.
Bloopers.
Hey, it wasn't recording, so you have to say. I'll say. Hey, do you remember Lucas?
I do, Lucas.
No, you gotta say.
I remember.
No, you gotta say. Remember him? Say how you said it.
Remember him?
No. This is just way too stage. I don't. Yeah, something like that. Whatever, I'll work with that. That's fine.
Bye, have a great time.